Someone sent me, forget the guy's name, I think his name is Leon Frager, who listens to the Shiurim online, sent me an article from the Star K website where an article was written by a person by the name of Rabbi Tzvi Goldberg, where he describes a very common problem, a halachic problem that comes up probably in most of our homes. I know in my home, overall, I think there are 7 sinks in my house. 5 of the sinks have a right-hand faucet that turn on the cold and a left-hand faucet that turn on the hot. 2 of them, the 2 kitchen sinks, have a single-handle faucet, and you just push it a little to the right to the cold, push it a little to the left for the hot. So Rabbi Tzvi Goldberg wrote an article for the Star K website where he pointed out that it could be a major problem for Shabbos when you're using a single-handled faucet. Why? Because when you turn it on, you don't turn it, most people don't turn it all the way to the right first and then lift it. They just sort of angle it toward the right when they're turning on cold water. What happens is that unless it's all the way to the right before you flip it up, some hot water is coming out. It may be such a tiny amount of hot water that you don't even feel the heat of that water, especially since mostly it's just coming from water that's already stuck in the pipes outside of that water tank that has already cooled down, and hot water is just going into the pipes, so you don't even feel the heat of the water. But what happens every time a little bit of hot water comes out is that cold water goes into your hot water tank, probably in your basement, and that gets cooked immediately. So there are 2 problems. There are 2 Isurim Daraisa that may be violated the second you turn on your faucet, where you allow any hot water to come out. One Isur Daraisa is the Isur of Bishel, that cooking water to a temperature above 120 degrees, above Yatzel Ledespo, let's work with Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach's definition of Yatzel Ledespo of 120 degrees, is an Isur of Bishel Daraisa. Most home hot water tanks are kept between 120 and 140 degrees. You're not supposed to keep it below 120 because it could be dangerous. There's a disease or something, some sort of bacteria that can survive in water that's between 75 and 115 degrees or so. I've got Legionnaires, and that's why they recommend, for health reasons, to keep it above 120. You don't want to keep it at like 140, especially if you have small kids in the house, because then you could easily burn yourself. At about 120, 125, you would have to really run your hand under it for like a solid 5 minutes straight to get a burn. So that's generally what we keep our hot water tanks at. Mine at home, I think I just, once I read this article, I checked it out, it was at about 135. It was a little hotter than probably it should have been. But anyway, that's typically the heat. So number one is that any cold water that goes into the tank, as soon as the hot water comes out of the tank, cold water goes in, is going to be mevushal beyond Yatzel Ledespo, is going to be in Isur Daraisa of Bishel. The other issue is that if the tank cools down enough, so the fire at the bottom of the tank that heats up the water is going to turn on, and it's going to be Havara. It's going to go from a small pilot light to lighting a big fire to heat up the rest of the tank, which is going to be in of Mavir Mida Oraisa. The Rabbi Goldberg writes in this article that the Mitzius is that even if you do turn your single-handle faucet all the way to the right and then turn it on, there's some hot water that's going to still escape in many of the sinks. Some of them, no hot water will come out at all if you turn it all the way to the right, but some of them, there will be some hot water that will escape. I've spoken to a couple of plumbers. They told me that only if your sink is broken will that happen. That's not supposed to happen. That if you turn it all the way to the right and then turn it up, that it should, no hot water should escape. But that's what he assumes. So I have a copy of a Kol Kore that was sent out in Kislev Tavshin Samach Gimel. It was a letter that was written to Zahiris L'Shabbos Kodesh and signed by many great rabbis in America, Rav Yisrael Belsky Shlita, Rav Vazner from Muncie, Rav Shmuel Felder from Lakewood, Rav Vorsheimer from Lakewood, Rav Yecheskel Roth, the Nirbata Rav, a lot of other names that I didn't recognize, where they all urge everybody to get 2-handle faucets in their kitchens because it's too much of a chashash that you're going to be mechal Shabbos if you have a single handle faucet. So what are the possible heterim? So the possible heter number one is that, or wouldn't be a heter, at least knock it down a little bit, knock down the problem a little bit, is that maybe it's psikresh delo nichalei. If I turn on the faucet essentially to the right side and I'm trying to get cold water, and what comes out is cold water, I don't feel any hot water. The fact that some water is going into my tank and is now getting cooked, that's lo nichalei. I don't care about that water. I'm just trying to wash my hands right now. The problem with that is it's hard to define that is low nichalei. The reason we have hot water tanks the size that they are is because we want to have that amount of water accessible to us. And when uh, if if cold water were to come into that tank and not get heated up, it would not be as good for us as when cold water goes into that tank and is heated up. The reason why, you know, when I replaced my hot water tank in my house when we had the floods a while back, so I asked the plumber, can we get a bigger one? He said, you know, room for it in the house, but why do I want a bigger one? We've all had this experience probably in a large family, Erev Shabbos, everyone's showering, and the dishwasher's running, and the laundry's going, and there's no more hot water left. So you want to have a bigger tank of hot water. So it's nichalei to have as much hot water available to you as possible. It's true, it's not nichalei to be mechal Shabbos. You don't want to be mechal Shabbos, but that we don't take that into account when we determine nichalei or lo nichalei. We sort of take Shabbos out of the equation, because it's never nichalei to be mechal el Shabbos. So, and even if it were a psik reshet to lo nichalei, I think we assume, not like the Aruch. The Aruch Shita, according to Tosfos Masech Ksuvos, is a psik reshet to lo nichalei is mutter. We paskin that it's asim midrabanan, unless maybe it's b'makom mitzvah, for netil sedai, maybe you could argue it's b'makom mitzvah, but mstam a psik reshet lo nichalei is not a valid heter over here. Rav Belsky has a tshuva in his Shulchan Halevi on page 56, where he discusses the issue of maybe it's misasek, that we know the halacha is, let's say you see an apple, an apple's a bad example, but let's say you see something, tomato, on the ground, and you figure, oh, nice, tomato, you pick it up on Shabbos to eat it, and you don't realize that it's still attached to the ground. So when you picked it up, you thought you were picking something that's detached, but it turns out that it was really attached and you just detached from the ground. So that's called misasek, that you didn't even realize you were doing a malacha. So the Shaul, Rav Belsky, said, maybe it's no problem because when you're turning on the water, you don't even realize that you're doing any sort of malacha. So Rav Belsky didn't buy it at all. He said, this isn't misasek, this is shogeg. So misasek would be if you have a two-handle faucet, you turn the right handle and hot water comes out. He said, when the lines are crossed, every once in a while you'll have a weird sink where they have the hot on the right and the cold on the left. It's like a practical joke to burn people or something. But if you do that, that would be misasik. But it's not misasik when you do a normal pu'ula that always leads to hot water coming into the tank. That's just a shogeg. He compares that to shichas Shabbos. That's like forgetting that it's Shabbos, because normally on Shabbos he says the proper way to turn on a single handle faucet is turn it all the way to the right and turn it up. If by force of habit you just turned it on regular, you just angled it up, so that's shichas Shabbos. That's ki'ilu you forgot that it was Shabbos. So he thought that's a shogeg. You're chayv achatas for a shogeg. He doesn't think that that's called misasik at all. And third possible head is that maybe it's grumma. Maybe the fact that the water goes into the tank when I take water out is only a grumma because it's so indirect. So Rav Moshe already writes in the tshuva that he doesn't view this as grumma. Sanhedrin ayin zayin amud beis is the sugya that talks about, let's say you murder somebody al yidei kocho, not al yidei. Normally when you murder somebody, you take a knife and you stab him, so that's obviously murder. What if there's a dam that's stopping water from flooding over a person, and you remove the dam and the water is able to flood over the person? So the Gemara says that's koach rishon. Koach rishon is your chayiv. So if you're chayiv for ritzicha, I'm koach rishon. Mistama, you're chayiv in Shabbos also. So Moshe thinks this is called koach rishon. I think Rav Si Pesach Frank wasn't so convinced about this, but I think the widely accepted assumption in the poskim is that this is not called grumma. That when you turn on hot water on Shabbos, it's not called grumma, that cold water gets cooked. So are there any solutions? So one solution to this problem that people have suggested, but I don't think is the best solution, is that if you go to the hot water tank and you turn it on to the pilot position, you can make it that the fire is not going to go on at all on Shabbos. That the hot water tank will just maintain its heat and it will slowly go down in heat. The fire is not going to turn on again on Shabbos, and that would solve the Havara problem. The problem with doing that is, still, when you take a little bit of hot water out, cold water goes in, and as long as the water that's currently in the tank is 130 degrees, the cold water that goes in is going to get heated above 120. So you've solved the Havara problem, but you still have a Bishul problem. If you don't plan on using any of the hot water Friday night, and you only want to use it Shabbos morning, then this would probably work. To turn it to the pilot position where the fire is not going to go on, by Shabbos morning the water in the tank is not going to be Yatzaledis anymore anyhow, it will be below 120, so then it would be okay. Then you'd be allowed to use that hot water from the tank on Shabbos. The other possible solution someone suggested is, why don't you shut off the intake, meaning the water that comes in, the pipe that allows water to come into that water tank, maybe shut that off. Problem with doing that is if you shut off the intake, you can't get any water out of the tank because it works on a pressure system. So if there's no pressure pushing it out, it's never going to come in, I think. I think that's the way the plumbing works. So there are some solutions that actually do work. One solution that does work is like we said, just turn the faucet all the way to the right before you turn it on. You just have to remember to do it when you're washing on Shabbos. Instead of just turning it on the normal way out of force of habit, turn it all the way to the right and then turn it on. Problem with that is that it's easy to forget. Your habit takes over. And also, if you have guests over, or if not everyone in your house is aware of this issue, then they're likely to just turn it on in the regular way, and it's likely to become a problem. The other solution is underneath your kitchen sinks. Legally, it's required that underneath your kitchen sinks there are two knobs on pipes. One by the hot water pipe, one by the cold water pipe. Hot water pipe, cold water pipe. If you turn the knob in the hot water pipe, you can shut off any hot water from coming to your sink. And you could try it. It's very easy. It's very easy to do. And then when you push it all the way to the left and turn it on, nothing will come out because there's no hot water at all coming to the sink. And then you could just turn on the water however you want. You're only getting cold water anyway. The practical problem with doing that is that some of these knobs are not made to be constantly turned on and off. They're there for emergency situations. And therefore, they're a little rusty and rickety, and turning it constantly on and off may cause it to spring a leak. So you may want to check on the how modern your plumbing is to see whether that's a legitimate concern in that situation. Third possible solution is that's what I did. I just discovered this problem last week, so that's the first time in my whole life I always just turned it on normal. How many times I was in Michal Shabbos probably, but this past week it just turned off the hot water supply to the sink and it was no problem. It was just turning one knob. You could do it on Shabbos also. It's just turning a knob. There's nothing wrong with doing it on Shabbos if you forget to do it before Shabbos, and it just shuts and right after Shabbos turn the hot water back on toward the sink. A third solution is an industrious fellow, I don't know who it is, came up with a device that you could attach to your hot water tank for just $1,000 or so, where it will keep your hot water tank at a maximum of, I think, 105 or 110 degrees. Your hot water tank will never go above that temperature, which is fine. Usually you shower in about 105 degrees anyway. Like a good hot jacuzzi, I think they say ideal temperature is 105 degrees. So usually you don't need it much hotter than that anyhow. So it keeps it below Yad Soledes at about 105, 110 degrees, always. And instead of the fire going on every time the water goes below a certain temperature, fire goes on a set rotation, like every 30 minutes or something. The fire will go on until it reaches that temperature of 110 degrees, and then we'll shut down. Legionnaires is still going to be a problem. So that's still going to be a problem. I don't know how they've solved that one. That could still be a problem. Now, in Yantif, L'chora, none of this is an issue. Because on Yantif, you're allowed to be Mevashel, and you're allowed to do Avara, L'tzorach Ochel Nefesh. And if you're allowed to do L'tzorach Ochel Nefesh, you're allowed to do it Shalom. Even if it's just a tzorach hayom ktsas, even if there's any sort of tzorach whatsoever. My brother had the following ha'ara, though, which it's a pretty good point, where he said that if you turn on, let's say you're turning on for cold water, you're washing your hands, so you're not really getting a good amount of, you don't even feel any hot water coming out. Why? Why don't you feel hot water coming out? If there is a burst coming out from the hot water tank, why don't you feel any of that heat coming out in the cold water that you turn on when you just angle the faucet up? Because what you're really getting is the water that's stuck between the hot water tank and your sink in the pipes. That's what's actually coming out of the sink. Water from the hot water tank is then going into the pipes and is going to sit there if you shut off the sink quickly. It's just going to sit there in the pipes. So my brother pointed out that if you wash normally, even on Yontif, with turning it up at an angle as opposed to turning it all the way to the right first, it's likely not even a tzorach hayom ktsas, because you're not even getting any of the hot water. You're just taking hot water out of the tank and leaving it in the pipes for it to cool down till the next time you turn on the sink. So you're not even getting any of that hot water right now. So the fact that you're allowing cold water into that water tank to be cooked and to have havara and all that is not really a tzorach hayom at all. So it may even be a Yom Tov issue unless you're actually trying to get hot water. So it should turn out then that whenever you want cold water, on Shabbos or on Yantif even, if you're only interested in the cold, so you should turn it all the way to the right and then turn it on to get only the cold. On Shabbos, I think it's more recommended to turn off the hot water supply to the sink so that you don't have to run into the risk of any sort of issue of bishop. Heshel and Havara. Are people knowing this way? I don't know. When I first got the email, I read the article, and I'm like, come on, there's got to be a heter. So I sent it around to a few Talmidei Chacham. I said, what's the heter? And they all said, there's no heter. What do you mean? Well, we always turn it all the way to the right, and then you turn it on. So I felt like a fool. But so I don't know if people are knowing this way or not. I know I was never knowing this way, but I also know that now I'm going to start being knowing this way, because I don't know of any substantial or reasonable heter other than what we mentioned. Okay.